Good evening. Thank you for being here to witness these professions of faith in the waters of baptism. It's not in our name, but we are a Baptist church in terms of we are not a church that baptizes infants, so we baptize those who profess to believe. And one of the challenges with being a Baptist church is how to promote and even to stimulate faith of those who want to make a profession of faith. So at one extreme, there are those who won't baptize someone until they're in their 20s, until they're living out of their parents' house, they're living out on their own so they can really prove that their faith is theirs. And that's an extreme, but you can imagine how that actually stimulates doubt more than it stimulates faith. It stimulates, well, we can't really know. We're a Christian house and we go to church and we worship and you say that you believe, but we'll see. And that actually doesn't seem right. So we actually have chosen to receive the professions. So we do want them to be old enough to be able to confess that they believe in Jesus. And then acknowledge that that's the beginning of their Christian life. Actually, everybody who gets baptized is baptized at the beginning of their life as a disciple. And even in the Great Commission, to go into all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's the start of, in many ways, their Christian life, not the end. So a lot of Baptist churches also kind of see once you get somebody baptized, then you've gotten to the goal. And baptism is actually not the goal. Christ-likeness is the goal. Obedience to Christ and all that he's commanded is the goal even of the Great Commission. And baptism is the beginning of that, where you publicly identify that you're going to be on the path to following all that Jesus has said. So it's the beginning. And even for the parents of the young people who get baptized tonight, that needs to be in their minds. That needs to be in the pastor's minds. This is the beginning, not the end. And for that matter, it's also part of their battle in their pursuit of sanctification. In Romans chapter 6, where it talks about, should you continue to live in sin because when you sin, grace abounds? And Paul's answer is no. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized have been buried with Christ in his death and then also raised to walk in newness of life? So that baptism in Romans chapter 6 is probably not water. It's the spirit baptism. But the water baptism is a symbol of that internal spirit baptism. And therefore, we are to remember our baptism when we're tempted to sin. Wait. I can't sin. I've died with Christ and been raised to walk in newness of life with him and like him. So baptism is intended to be sort of a weapon in our battle for sanctification. So again, it's the beginning, and that's appropriate. And it's also part of a weapon, a battle, a strategy that we're to remember for sake of our own lives. And this is true then for these young people. All of them are under 10. We've got six to be baptized. They're all under 10. I told them earlier that I was baptized when I was 7, just a couple years ago. And none of them laughed, but that was all right. So, it is the beginning of their life, and they all want you to know that they are Christians, and therefore they get that that means you are going to expect them to live like it. And that's a good kind of accountability. I asked them, you guys expect me to live like a Christian, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, good. Well, now we're going to expect you also to live like a Christian as you profess your faith in Christ. So again, we've got six young people. We'll go from the youngest to the oldest, who's 9. But we'll start with Ilsa Smith. Okay, can you tell us your name?
My name's Elsa Sigrid Smith.
Sigrid, is that what you said in the middle? Yeah, okay, I like that. And Ilse, you want to tell us how old you are?
I'm 5 years old.
Five, good. And why do you want to be baptized?
Because Jesus rose on the dead for our sins.
Okay, Jesus died for our sins, and then he rose again. Right. And you believe that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do? Okay. So, Jesus died for our sins. Can you tell me, what does sin mean?
It means death.
Okay. Well, it doesn't mean death, but it is when we sin, we deserve death. So it is a way where we don't obey God, right? So have you sinned before? Yeah. I mean, me too. So we have all sinned. And when we sin, we deserve death. And so that's why we needed somebody to come and die for us, right? So Jesus did that. Did Jesus ever sin? No, he did not sin. So he could be a perfect sacrifice for us. So you kind of already said it, but so Jesus died, and did he stay dead?
No, he rose again.
He rose again. That's what we're celebrating today in particular on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday, is that he rose again. Good. And so if you want to be saved by Jesus, what do you have to do?
We have to pray.
Pray, and then we pray because we believe, right? So you don't have to pay him a whole bunch of money?
No.
Nope. You don't have to go to some secret cave and find a special flower or anything like that?
No.
No? Yeah. We have to believe. Good. So all of these people, they have just heard you say, including your mom, your dad was there earlier, your siblings are here, because you're in kindergarten, is that right? First grade? You're not in school.
I'm in preschool.
Preschool, okay, yeah. So they are going to know that Ilse got baptized, and they might say, Ilse, you're a Christian. You have to act like a Christian. Are you good with that? Yeah, good. Well, Ilse, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Milana.
Milana Kazarezov?
Yeah.
Yep. And Milana, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because God told me so.
Okay. Right, because otherwise this is weird. Like, where would you and I be standing right next to each other in front of a microphone in a pool of water, except if God said that baptism was a thing to do, right?
Yeah.
I think it's weird in some ways if you think about it too much. So we're doing this because God says. Now, God says to be baptized, and those who get baptized, they are Christians. And somebody who is a Christian, what do they believe? Like about Jesus, what did he do? So Jesus came. And then on Friday, last Friday, what does that remind us of that he did? It included a cross. What did he do on a cross?
He died on the cross.
Right. He died on the cross. And do you know why he died? He died on the cross for?
Our sins.
Our sins, right. And do you know what a sin is? Like disobeying what God says? Have you ever disobeyed?
Yes.
Yes. So like when we disobey our parents, that's a sin, right? And mm-hmm. When we disobey God, that is a sin. And when we sin, what do we deserve? Punishment. And in particular, there's a verse that says the wages of sin is death. So when we sin, we deserve death, which is why it's so important that Jesus died for us, right?
Right.
Right. And is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose again.
He rose again from the grave on the third day, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what we're singing about and celebrating today, right?
Right.
Right. She knows. She's right. So you believe that?
Yes.
Yes. And you would like all of these people to know that you believe it as well?
Yes.
Okay. So they might see you and they might say, Milana, we saw you get baptized. We know that you have to behave like a Christian. That's good for you.
Yes.
Yep. Sometimes I am slow to answer that question as well. Good. Milana, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've got our only man of the night. Do you want that step or you want to stand beside it?
I can sit right here.
You're going to stand on it? All right. Good. Can you tell him your name?
Silas Moore.
Silas Moore. Good. And Silas, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because I want everybody to know I'm a Christian.
You want everybody to know that you are a Christian. Good. What does it mean to be a Christian? Like, what does a Christian believe?
The Lord.
Christians believe the Lord. Exactly. That is correct. And in particular, the Lord Jesus, what did he do for us?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Good. So sin is a big deal, right? Can you tell me like what sin means or give me an example of a sin?
You disobey your parents.
Okay, right. Have you ever disobeyed your parents?
Yes.
Yeah. They were ready to help you out in case you forgot. Yeah. And when we sin, again, it is a big deal to God. And he says that when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
Death. Which is why it's so important to remember that Jesus died for our sins. Now, is he still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
He did. Which is Easter, Resurrection Sunday. That's what we're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. So you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. And how does Jesus save you? Do you have to give him money?
No.
No, you have to go somewhere special?
No.
So what do you need to do for Jesus to save you?
Believe.
Believe. Believe, whether you're talking beside the microphone or right into it. Believe is the answer, right? Which is unique about being a Christian, because almost every other religion says that you have to do something in order to be saved. But this is where Jesus died for us, and we believe in him. So you want all these people to know that you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to have communion with the church as a believer?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And so when your parents say, Silas, you've been baptized, you need to act like a Christian. You're good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, Silas, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good. Okay, you want to tell us your name?
Arena.
And Arena, why do you want to get baptized?
So everybody knows that I'm Christian.
So that everybody knows you're a Christian, yeah. When I was a kid, they talked about a lot like a public profession of faith, because then everybody knows that you're a Christian. So that's what's happening. And what does it mean to be a Christian? Like, what does a Christian believe? Think specifically about Jesus. Who is Jesus? What did he do for us?
He died on the cross.
Right. He died on the cross for our sins. We say that in Matins every morning, right? He died on the cross for our sins. And what is sin?
When you disobey your parents.
Okay, yeah. I mean, especially for young people, that's really the first one to pay attention to. I mean, there's lots of ways to disobey, but disobeying parents is a big one for young people. And God says when we sin, when we disobey him, what do we deserve?
Death.
Death. So Jesus died for our sins because that's what we deserved. Now, did he stay dead? Is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, he's not. He rose again. How many days later?
Three.
I told him that was the toughest math question I was going to ask him while they were up here. It was 3 days later, right? And how does Jesus save you? So do you have to do something special for him? Do you have to, like, not eat for 2 weeks or anything like that? How does Jesus save you? What do you have to do?
Believe in God.
Believe in God, right. So he's given us the gospel, and we're supposed to believe it. And you believe it. You believe this about Jesus? You believe that he's risen? Okay. And you said you wanted everybody to know that you are a Christian, which means they might expect you to act like it. Because what grade are you in? First grade?
Yeah.
So, could be. Now, you told me that you hardly ever get your name on the board. But just in case you did someday, Mrs. Avia might be like, Arena, I saw you get baptized. You need to obey like a Christian. You're good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Arena, based off of your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, you want to tell us your name?
Abby Kazarezov.
Abby Kazarezov. So you did choose one. Yeah. We were talking. I asked her, you want to be Abigail or Abby? She said, whatever. I said, you got to have one that you want. So, Abby. Good. Abby, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because God told me so.
Okay. Right. Yeah, because it was with your sister I was talking about. This is his command. So actually, Jesus told his disciples to make disciples and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So this is a way to obey him. And I'm emphasizing that because it's possible that there are some people out who are watching you who maybe they believe in Jesus, but they haven't obeyed yet. So you're obeying. Good job. And you're obeying the command to be baptized. Jesus said to do it. And what's so important about Jesus? What did he do for us?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross, right. Now, did he deserve to die?
No.
No. He never sinned. So he died on the cross for our sins, not for his. So, like, can you think of what sin means or, like, an example of sin? Like lying? That's a sin? Okay. Yeah. Actually, not obeying anything that God has said is a sin. Disobeying parents, that's a sin. And you remember, when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
Death. So that's why it's so important to know that we have someone who died for us. And did he stay dead?
No.
No. What happened to him?
He rose again.
Yeah, he rose again on the third day.
Yeah.
And that's what we're celebrating all day long today. And so you're obeying him to get baptized, and you want all of these people to know that you are a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. And what grade are you in?
Second
grade. Okay. So, Mrs. Hathaway, do you ever get your name on the board?
No.
It's just not as effective when you never get your name on the board. But yeah. It might be that your parents need to say, Abby, we saw you get baptized. We know that you're a Christian, so now you need to obey what Jesus said. You're good with that?
Yeah.
Good. Abby, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. Can you talk into this again? Yeah. You want to tell us your name?
Bellamy Moore.
Bellamy Moore. And Bellamy, why would you like to get baptized tonight?
Because I want everybody to know that I'm a Christian.
You want everybody to know that you're a Christian. Good. And what does it mean to be a Christian?
To believe.
Okay. And to, like, believe what?
Believe in God.
Okay. Believe in God. And God sent his son. And what's his son's name?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. And what did Jesus do for us?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins. Good. And so have you sinned? Yeah. And do you remember what the punishment is? God says if you sin, you deserve what?
Death.
Right. So that's why it's so significant that we believe that Jesus died for our sins. Now, did he stay dead?
No.
Okay, what happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
He rose again. We're celebrating that all today and singing songs about it. So that is what our hope is, that Jesus rose from the dead so that we can be saved. Now, how do you get saved? Do you have to do something special for him? Give him lots of money? Okay, what do you have to do?
Pray.
Pray, okay, yeah. And pray in faith. I think even, in fact, you had mentioned that before the service started. So you believe, you have faith, we're saved by grace through faith alone. It's just by faith. And you have faith. So you believe this stuff about Jesus. Okay? And you want all these people to know that you are a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you're homeschooled right now. So this means that if you disobey, everybody at home is going to know that Bellamy got baptized. Bellamy is a Christian, so Bellamy needs to obey what Jesus said. You're good with that? Yeah, good. Well, Bellamy, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good, so it really is our responsibility not just to keep praying for them, but to keep encouraging them as they pursue obeying everything that Christ has commanded. So that's our responsibility to help them. And of course, even as one who has the privilege of getting wet with them, it is a good reminder for me of my own baptism. And ideally, it's a reminder for you of your profession of faith and your baptism as well. So you, in Christ, you're not who you were. And so you have died with Christ, and death no longer reigns in your heart, in your mind, in your life, but you have been raised to walk in newness of life. Again, that's Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And that is a reason for us to rejoice. And again, to keep pursuing his help to obey in all that he's commanded us. So in just a second, I'm going to pray for these six who are baptized. Then I'm going to dismiss you to greet one another. And then in a few minutes, the worship team is going to come back up and lead in a couple more songs. And then that'll be it for tonight. But why don't you stand and I'll pray. Father, thank you for these testimonies of faith in your son, for Ilsa and Milana and Silas and Arena and Abby and Bellamy. And I do ask that you would help them in their families, especially their parents, to continue the work of joyful obedience, joyful submission to you and your word, that you would grow them up more and more in Christ's likeness, that would not just be visible in their walk, in their actions, but that in their hearts they would abound still more in love for you. So thank you for the work of your Son and Spirit even among us today. And even as these young people have obeyed you in following the command to be baptized and profess their faith, bless them. Let us as a congregation be blessed as we receive them and their professions, and even as we welcome them to the communion table next Lord's Day. This is all for your sake, your glory. And we pray in the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.